Your Steve Jones Show podcast is loading now. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Purdy Insurance. Visit Purdy Insurance on Market Street in Sunbury or visit online at purdyinsurance.com. Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Let's get this started, Kansas City. Steeler Nation, where you at? There we go. It's an honor and a privilege to announce that with the 32nd pick in the 2023 NFL Draft, the Pittsburgh Steelers select Joey Porter Jr., DB, Penn State.
With the 61st pick in the 2023 NFL Draft, the Jacksonville Jaguars select Brenton Strange, tight end, Penn State.
And with our first selection in the 2023 NFL Draft, the 87th pick, the San Francisco 49ers select Jair Brown, DB, Penn State.
And there's also Drew Scruggs to Houston, Parker Washington to Jacksonville, eventually signing contracts along the way were P.J. Mustipher with Denver, Jonathan Sutherland, Chris Stahl both with Seattle, Mitchell Tinsley with Washington, and last and absolutely not least, the single most talked about draft pick for Penn State. Over the weekend, and that was the fifth-round pick of the Green Bay Packers. And that's Sean Clifford.
Oh, my almighty!
Today's show is brought to you by our good friends at Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury. Go to purdyinsurance.com. Auto, home, life, business. And not only that, you want RV, motorcycle, boat, doesn't matter. You know, they've got it. They'll make sure you're fully insured, and they'll also make sure that you save money in all this. So important. They want to save you money. It's all at Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury. Go to purdyinsurance.com. And we're in the Sunbury Motors studio, Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors Kia, Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf, and online at sunburymotors.com. We will get started and set the tone for the day with the rant of the day, where once again we'll go to the out-of-control part of the broadcast, where emotions are rarely in check.
But you know what? It was a good weekend. Other than Jalen Carter, we can get into that. And I've heard a lot of different things that this is like a mild risk for the Eagles, which I beg to differ by 1,000%. But other than that, it was a tremendous weekend for the Philadelphia Eagles.
How do you know? I'm asking this in all seriousness. I mean, really, a lot of people grade out drafts and things like that. I got that. How do you know? I thought, you know, let's take Chase Young. He was a lead pipe cinch.
I know, but as of this very moment, I am happy. I am very happy with this draft. Now, three or four years from now, it may fall apart.
It may fall apart this year.
Exactly. But as of right now, where it stands, I'm very happy with where this team stands.
Okay.
Things can change in training camp, mini camp, whatever, with injuries in terms of this upcoming season. Things can change 3-4 years down. But as of now, the Eagles had a very good weekend.
I'm not being, just so everybody knows, I'm not being a Debbie Downer when it comes to their draft. I'm just trying to be realistic about the draft. I feel that way about everybody's draft. On paper, it looks good. In practical application, I don't know. I mean, you'd never know about any of these guys. And for all we know, the best pick they made was the third round pick. I don't know. They picked up DeAndre Swift, who at least has played in the league. He's a good running back. He's not a great running back. But in this offense, do you have to have a great running back? I don't think so. I think that's the key part for them. They have somebody that's good and probably a step above functional. That's how I look at Swift. He didn't, you know, when I watched him at Detroit, I was not like sitting there going, "Oh my goodness, look at him! He's the second coming." Look, he just has to be good, and I think that's where he is. He's not a great player; he's just a good player. But in this offense with Jalen Hurts running it, you just have to be good. Carter is the one that will bring with it the most debate. Ask yourself why the other teams passed on him.
Exactly.
That's all you have to ask. Why anybody who wasn't going for quarterback, if this was the best player in the draft, he's the best player in the draft. Okay, that's fine. If you say he is, fine. I'm sitting, you know, why did they pass on him? And that's the part that you have to ask the question. And I don't want to hear, when I hear that stuff, don't give me the BS, and it's total BS. How he outfoxed him? In what way did he outfox him? Which way did he do it? Because he decided to do what other teams looked at and said, you know what? We don't want to do that. My goodness, the Atlanta Falcons can use them right there in their own backyard. Nope, they passed. Right? They don't want to get. They don't want to deal with it. You know, they don't want to deal with all the extra weight he put on in 2 weeks. They don't want to deal with the fact when it came to his pro day, he quit. They don't want to deal with all that stuff. As a pure talented football player, just a pure talented football player, what does the video say? He's really good, right? But you know how? But how much does, quote, the baggage get in the way? And that's the part you don't know. Smith is a really good player, but he's limited. He's on the smaller side. He has had a tendency with bigger people to be dominated, but he also has tremendous quickness and is a big time character guy. Everybody, I've been hearing a lot about N'Kobe Dean here in the last couple of days. I don't know. Do you know? I don't know if N'Kobe Dean's going to be any good for them. I don't think we'll find out until we find out. It's just, this is all, the draft is a lot like recruiting. You love what you see on paper. Now let's see how it translates. And I'll always go back to what Bill O'Brien, he was talking to Jack Ham and me about this about 10 years ago. And he said the jump from high school to college is huge. He said the jump from college to the NFL is a chasm. That was his quote. If anybody ought to know, it's him. On paper, they did a really, really terrific job. Now we'll see if what reality is compared to paper. That's all. I'm not being a wet blanket here. I'm just trying to be realistic about what's going on here. And it makes you angry. So angry, I think he quit.
Oh, I understand where you're coming from, because you're right.
No, I just always take a cautionary look. Like, okay, I really like this pick. I like this pick in terms of how it fits, who you get, so forth. Like, say for example, like my son's a big New York Giants fan, right? He asked me about the first round pick. I said, be honest with you, I don't recall him making a play in 3 years against Penn State. Deontay Banks, I don't remember a single play he made. Zero. None. Watched video leading into the game. Watching video leading into the game, there was nothing about him. We said, boy, you got to stay away from three. Nope. Didn't even think twice about it. Now, John Michael Schmitz, the second-round pick, the center from Minnesota, is a terrific player on the college level. Let's see what he can do now in the pro level. And Jalen Hyatt, I was very high on him because that's speed upon speed right there, and the Giants need that. Now, let's find out if whether Jalen Hyatt is a top-end receiver or if he's Kadarius Toney. I don't know. And all these things are here. The worst part is about all this for fans is we can have a good time talking about all these items. We have a good time talking about all of them, which is all just speculation as to how good they're going to be. And the reality is you're going to have to be patient to find out. You won't know until they actually get out there and start doing things where you say, that's a terrific pick. I mean, again, look at the guys that didn't have their fifth-year options picked up over and over and over. And the reason is it turned out it didn't translate. They weren't good enough. Oh, okay. We'll come back with more in a moment here on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
There's something to be said about a sale with a handshake. A service technician who really knows what he's doing. They can explain it in English what the problem is. There's nothing better than having that friend you could trust in the area. That's Sunbury Motors, where you get selection, knowledgeable salespeople, and prices that fit your budget, and more important, that friend you can trust. Welcome to Sunbury Motors, Kia, Ford, and Hyundai. You could shop other dealers and compare prices, but at Sunbury Motors, you get their lowest price promise. They research the current used vehicle market and guarantee their used car prices are the lowest. If you find a lower price, Sunbury Motors will beat it. Three dealers all in one. See their full new and pre-owned inventory at sunburymotors.com. Pick out a vehicle you like and schedule your test drive online. Follow them on Facebook. Sunbury Motors Ford and Hyundai, North 4th Street, Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf.
The great Alaa Abdel Nabi now joins us. Sixers Celtics. Alaa, welcome. It's great to have you back.
Thanks to be with you. Good. Appreciate you having me on again, Steve. It's good to hear your voice. Hope you're well.
It's good to hear your voice and hope you're well. Everyone wants to know about Joel Embiid. So where do you view how he is and how, you know, and what the timeline might be for him?
Well, I saw pictures of him getting on the plane yesterday, so that's always a good sign. Video from shoot-around today and practice yesterday, him out on the floor getting shots. I'm not going to go so far as to say he's going to, you know, I have a gut feeling he's going to play tonight, but I wouldn't be shocked if he played tonight. That being said, let's assume he doesn't. It doesn't really worry me as long as it's one game. Against the Celtics. I think we've seen this past season in particular, whenever Joel's out, even if James is out at times, the 76ers have a different look to them. And for one game, they're able, I think, to catch the other team off guard. I don't know about a whole series, but the way things are going to go if we were to go one game without playing without Joel. So we'll see how it goes. I'd obviously rather have him there, but the big fella for one game doesn't signify the end of the world for me.
I'm going big time old school on this one, but what James Harden to me when I've watched him reminds me of how Oscar Robertson adapted when he went to the Bucks with Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. Did you see adaptation in his game because of Joel Embiid?
Oh, for sure. I think for... It was Joel Embiid. I think what he's been through and the time that has passed from those MVP days in Houston, I think a lot of things have changed for him. I give him a lot of credit because, the ego is still there. And for him to be asked to have to put that aside, or at the very least the scoring ego, have to put that aside and be a playmaker, be a facilitator, not just for Joel, but for Tobias and Tyrese and others, that's a big ask, and I didn't know whether or not he could do that. because, again, not physically capable of doing it. I just meant, was he able to turn that switch mentally and play the more traditional point guard role? However, if Joel doesn't play tonight, I wouldn't mind seeing a flashback or two from the old James coming in tonight.
It always helps when you can have a third, and it doesn't really matter who it is. Just having a third helps. But Tyrese Maxey has emerged as a guy that consistently has been the third out there. What have you seen in the development of his game, Ala, that's allowed him to say, you know what, I will take on a more prominent role because I can do it?
I think he's found different ways to attack. I think at first, when he first came in the league, he was all about speed, and I think teams played off of him the best they can to kind of give themselves some space to defend him when he's coming at you top speed. But now that he's incorporated that jumper as well, especially from three-point range, he's a nightmare to cover, because what do you take away? Defenses can't take away everything, but what they try to do is take away your strengths, the things you like to do the most. Well, now you're playing off of him because you're worried about his drive, and he sticks that jumper in your face. So he gives teams a lot of problems. And I said it in our opening on NBC Sports Philadelphia, game one of the playoffs. We know that the headliners, Joel and James, a lot rests on their shoulders, obviously. But the key to me is going to be Tyrese and Tobias. How well can they play in the quote-unquote supporting role moving forward, I think goes a long way to how far the Sixers go. They have to play well. Doesn't have to happen all at the same time. But on nights like tonight, assuming Joel doesn't play, you've got to have the other guys step up. It's absolutely imperative.
What has made the Celtics a tough matchup for Philadelphia?
I think they have interchangeable parts. I think their perimeter is the best part of their game, both offensively and defensively. And when you've got good ball handlers, good shooters, a number of different interchangeable parts, that bodes well for you. And I think that's what the Celtics have. You add a guy like Robert Williams in the pivot for them, who's a really good rim protector, shot blocker, a decent presence inside. That adds another element to it as well. They're a tough matchup. I'm not discouraged, though. I think the way Atlanta has kind of exposed them a little bit and hopefully fatigued them, hopefully those are things that the Sixers saw and can capitalize on.
Well, this isn't the same Celtics team that from November, December, and January. I think that's the part that Sixer fans ought to be heartened by. They're getting the home court advantage because of what they did early in the season.
I agree. And the thing is, when we do go up there and play them, I'm reminded of the last time we went up to Boston. They were missing, I think, four out of their five starters. The only guy who played was Tatum, and they still beat us. So that's a worry for me, because what are they going to look like when they're fully loaded? As I recall, Tatum didn't even really play that well in that game up in Boston, believe it or not.
Yeah.
It was the supporting cast, guys like White and others, who played well. I even remember Blake Griffin hitting a couple big shots in that game. I don't know if that's going to happen again. But I do like the matchup now more than I did, let's say, 6 weeks ago.
Finally, nobody has been able to defend Joel Embiid all season. There's no magic formula. It's like saying, I know how to solve Mariano Rivera. Wrong. Okay? But Robert Williams, you mentioned, is a rim protector. Does he have enough at least to give Joel some problems once in a while?
I think if Joel allows him to roam free, the key with a guy like Robert Williams, and Joel is more than capable of doing this, is you got to keep your body on him. He wants to get up off the floor. It's really hard to jump and leave the floor when someone like Joel with his 280 pounds is leaning on you. So you want to close that gap constantly. You want to be seeking his body, not just on blockouts, but on everything, because one, it fatigues him. Two, it occupies him so he doesn't help his. And three, hopefully you get the better of him down the stretch, because I think Joel is just more than Robert can handle in every which way. So hopefully that'll be the case. Joel, if I'm looking for a sign, it's whether or not Joel is going into Robert Williams' body tonight or when he plays.
Always impressed by your analysis and your work. You do a great job. The audience is lucky to have you. Thanks so much, Ala. All the best to you and to Kate in the series.
Thanks very much, Steve. Appreciate it again, you having me on. Go Sixers.
You bet. You bet. Ala Abdelnaby on the show today. Sixers and Celtics game one coming up TD Garden. What has home court meant? Kings didn't win. What has home ice meant? Last night, the Avs and the Bruins both lost. You work all season to get it. This is what I tried to tell you during the World Series, and you guys don't want to listen to me. We're an intimidating crowd. Oh, for goodness sakes. What, are you standing next to him? It's not like you're pouring bottles of water on him when he's pitching. But didn't the Astros win 2 out of 3 at Philadelphia?
They ended up doing so, yeah.
Yeah. They seemed really intimidated to me. We'll come back with more in a moment. Here on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
And today's show brought to you by Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury. Go to purdyinsurance.com. Auto, home, life, business, motorcycle, boat, RV. They'll try and save you money, whether it's just looking for the best deal, maybe it's bundles, whatever. They will do everything they can to get you savings and make sure you're also fully insured. It is all at Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf, and online at sunburymotors.com. And, of course, at purdyinsurance.com. And, of course, we're in the Sunbury Motors studio, Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf online, sunburymotors.com. Fifth-year options, okay? Joe Burrows has been picked up. Tua Tagovailoa enters in the fourth year of his rookie contract. Justin Herbert, they've already exercised the fifth on him. Derek Brown, Jedrick Willis, Tristan Wirfs, Jerry Jeudy, A.J. Terrell, C.D. Lamb, Justin Jefferson, Brandon Ayuk. Here are the ones that didn't have their fifth-year option exercised. This is why I try to talk about the draft and just say, okay, it looks good today. It could look great 2 years from now, or it could be a mixed bag 2 years from now. Chase Young, Washington Commanders, second overall pick. C.J. Henderson, Carolina Panthers, ninth overall pick. Javon Kinlaw, 49ers, 14th overall pick. Kenneth Murray, Chargers, 23rd overall pick. Cesar Ruiz, who actually is not a bad player. He's been a starting guard for them. 24th overall pick, but did not have his fifth year picked up. And Patrick Queen of the Ravens did not have his fifth year picked up. So, I mean, now, these are players that, especially when we look at Young, Henderson, and Kinlaw right out of the gate, oh, they're going to be really great players in the league, and they're great players in the league. But that's six of them right there that did not have their fifth year picked up. And that's why, you know, it's always good to have perspective on this. It's great to have enthusiasm. Look what we did. Okay. And so, when the Eagles played the Cowboys, how well did Carter do? Oh, he's never played him. Okay, well, we may find out he's dominant beyond dominant. We may find out. Welcome to the league. I don't know. You, on the other hand, threw draft parties.
Yeah, something like that, sure.
Sean Clifford, okay, so now let's get to the one. See, to me, there's no such thing any longer as we pick the best player available. Anybody that says that's a bunch of hogwash. Okay? It is now about picking the best player available at a position that we need. That's what it is. We're going to pick the best player available at the position we need. And that's what you saw a lot of teams do. 49ers need a safety to get Jair Brown. You know, another offensive lineman in Houston, they take Juice Scruggs. And you can go through the long list as to what they're doing. Um, And then let's get to the most talked about Penn State draft pick. And that is Sean Clifford. So I'm down in South Carolina this weekend to speak, and it comes out Saturday that he got picked. That's all anybody could talk about. And yesterday, that's all anybody could talk about, Sean getting picked. And I'm pretty sure that's what most people talked about right away, was that Sean got selected. So I go back to the Rose Bowl, and there was that Friday practice before the Rose Bowl. And the last two practices where you really threw the ball would have been Friday, where there's a lot of it, and then Sunday before a Monday game. And Jack and I are standing there in the rain. James looks over, he says, "Hey, two of you enjoying this California sunshine?" Yeah. And he is zinging it all over the lot. Okay, short, medium, long. I do not recall in the practice him missing a single pass. And Jack looked over at me. He said, "Let me ask you something." He said, "Does it look to you like he's throwing the ball harder?" I looked at it over Jack and said, "I was about to ask you the same thing." He said, "It sure does. Like the velocity was just different." And of course, he went on to have a tremendous Rose Bowl. You're allowed to bring in 30 players to interview in your facility. Green Bay, and I knew that ahead of time that Sean was going to go out to Green Bay. He was going to be one of the 30. And I figured the one thing above all he would do well is he would interview really well. Talking football. When it comes to character, he's got integrity off the charts. And when it came time to sit there and say, "Okay, let's throw something up on the whiteboard. What about this?" He would know exactly what to do with it. Now, did I think he'd be a fifth-round pick? No, I said on the show, bluntly, I think he'll be a seventh and maybe a free agent. Right? And he ended up being a fifth. And I'm so thrilled for him. I'm thrilled for him to get this opportunity, because right now it's Jordan Love, and I think the only other quarterback they have is Danny Etling. Remember, he played at Purdue for a short period of time. Now, whether the Packers go out and get a veteran to back up Jordan Love, I don't know. But he's going into a great situation in Green Bay, and that's all you want. Are you going into a great situation in a spot? We've mentioned Jalen Carter a few times on the show. All right. Jalen Carter is actually going into a great situation, okay, because he's got Fletcher Cox there. And Fletcher Cox is going to be the kind of guy that can say, "Okay, in the NFL, you got to think about doing it this way to go with some of the great things you already do." That means so much. And Cox is older, so that position's going to open up. You go from there. I know a lot of people have said, "Hey, he's going to have his buddy Jordan Davis there." Yeah, what, for the... No offense, Jordan Davis is only a 25-play-a-game guy. It's Fletcher Cox that is the one that's actually going to help him at this level, because he's been around the block and he knows how to play. So it's all about the situation you go to. Let's go to one of the players that experienced an awful Thursday night, and that was Will Levis. The entire country got to watch his pain play out on TV. But after the fourth pick, unless there was a trade, I'm looking at the board and I'm thinking, he's not going to be picked tonight. I'm just in looking at the board. I'm thinking, who needs a quarterback? Especially when Tennessee took Skoronski at 8. Almost like when they took Skoronski at 8 and they need to rebuild their whole offensive line. So I understood why they did what they did. I'm looking at the rest of it and I'm saying, unless there is a trade by somebody to get into the first round, there is no way in heck Will Levis is being picked tonight. Why? Nobody needed one. Who needed one? I mean, look at the list. Use your common sense. Like, they don't really need a quarterback. And so then I was talking to some people on Friday, and they said, what do you think? And I said, Joey will go first. And I think I said that on the show Friday, if I recall, right? That Joey would be the first guy off the board.
You did, yeah. And I thought same thing.
And he is in an interesting spot. It's amazing how history, 41 years later, repeats itself. 1982. I think there are 28 teams in the NFL in 1982, right? Because at that point, you don't have Jacksonville, Carolina, Houston, and you don't have the Ravens in existence. Because the Browns were in existence, but the Ravens weren't. Because the Browns hadn't moved there yet. And then get the expansion team to replace them. So 28 teams in the NFL. The New Orleans Saints had to forfeit their first-round pick. And so the Baltimore Colts drafted 28th, first pick of the second round, and selected Penn State's Leo Wisniewski. Steph Wisniewski's dad. And here we are, 41 years later, the Dolphins forfeit a first pick. The first pick of the second round is Joey Porter Jr. Why is it interesting? Because I remember talking with Leo about this. And I said, it's a 28-team league. You're the 28th overall pick. Are you guys going to ask for first-round pick money? He said, yeah, absolutely. Well, now we know Joey Porter Jr. is surrounded by savvy people. I wonder if he's going to look at the Steelers and say, 32-team league, I'm the 32nd pick. How about first-round money? It's interesting how history repeats itself. That's why history is one of the great teachers. Because you can now sit there and you can bring something up from the past, and then you can apply it to today and ask that kind of question. What would you give? What grade would you give the Eagles draft?
I gave it a B+, because I also threw in there the DeAndre Swift trade.
Again, good player, not great player.
Yeah, but overall, I say B+. The only real negative to me is Jalen Carter, and I didn't quite get the quarterback, going with a quarterback in the sixth round, but it's a sixth round pick, so it is what it is. But overall, B+.
Who's the quarterback?
The kid from Stanford, Tanner.
Oh, okay. All right, I know what you're talking about. Didn't New England get a sixth-round pick at quarterback once? Ended up being way better than the starter.
Oh, my almighty!
Touche.
All right. Man, your guy's got a shelf life. No, I'm kidding. Okay, I'm kidding. He's turned out to be, obviously, a great player. So there you are. Again, Swift is a good NFL running back. He's not a great player, but he's a good NFL running back with a proven track record. But in this offense, you don't need a great running back. You just need somebody who's good, and Swift is that. Swift is that. Your guy, Joel Embiid, by the way, did participate in shoot-around today.
Yeah, I'm kind of with Allah. I'm thinking he somehow is going to play tonight because, I mean, these injury statuses in the NBA, especially during the playoff time, they mean zero. Because, look at Giannis. He was doubtful for game 4, and he still played. And he went from, like, not playing to doubtful, and then all of a sudden he played. So I have a feeling Embiid will play. I don't think he's going to be that effective. I don't even know if he'll even play that much, but that's kind of where I'm thinking that's going to go down tonight.
I tell you, the guy that's been a tough matchup for them has been Jaylen Brown.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
He's been a very tough matchup during the regular season. But again, the Celtics are in this spot where they have home court because of what they did in November, December, and January. They built such a great record, where for a long time they had the best record in the NBA. That's how he ended up with home court. Now, again, we're intimidating. College sports, because it's younger players, it can be intimidating. Football, whether it's the NFL or college, fans play a huge role because you do have to change how you go about your business on the road. In terms of calls at the line of scrimmage, hand signals, silent counts, things like that, the crowd plays a huge role in that. College sports, because they're younger players, I always play a huge role. But when it comes to like the NBA, the Stanley Cup, Major League Baseball, like all the Philly fans, we're so intimidating. Houston won 2 out of 3 in your building. You really weren't that intimidating. You were extremely loud, and I loved it. You guys were great. The enthusiasm came through the TV, but you didn't intimidate the Astros. Okay. Ew, it looks like Snoop Dogg has joined a businessman to try and buy the Ottawa Senators. Wow.
Get the lingerie on the deck. Call the janitor.
Yeah, that's just what they need. Snoop Dogg is their owner.
Oh, he'd have a small percentage. He wouldn't be the primary owner.
Small percentage is still a bad percentage.
Does Roger know you hate all ownership?
Actually, yeah, I think he does. He knew what he was getting himself into.
That you hate all ownership in every business. Are you aware of that?
I'm still here.
Yeah, I don't think he listens to your part. No, I'm just kidding. Okay. All right. I mean, you're mad. Josh Harris, I think, I've got a big decision tonight. Do you go to game 7 or do you go to game 1?
Exactly right.
I know where I'd be.
Well, because the choice is out there, I know where I would be, too.
Yeah, game 7.
Yes. Yes.
You always go to game 7.
Correct.
Because, okay, you don't...
But he shouldn't have that problem is my problem with it.
Maybe.
But yes, I would go... If I had a choice, yes, I would go to game 7.
Even though you hate the Devils.
Correct.
Who do you dislike more, the Devils or the Rangers?
They're about the same, to be honest. I mean, the Penguins are the top 8 in the division. Then Devils and Rangers are about the same. Yeah.
Because I don't ever ask you anymore which one you like, because you don't like much. We'll come back with more in a moment here on News Radio 1070 WKOK, brought to you by Purdy Insurance.
Again, that connection there. They know everything about this kid that you can know. Who's going to...
Let's go.
Yeah!
Go.
Bingo!
You know, when you're sitting there and the outside world is always doubting you, and come on, let's be fair, the outside world is always doubting, Sean. It's interesting how the people in the inside world don't, and the people in the outside world do. He gets doubted a lot. And to see him have that kind of moment, because he's worked so hard. I mean, everybody works hard, but he's worked hard. I'm thrilled for him. So thrilled. Bryce Harper, by the way, is going to DH tomorrow for the Phillies. He will be back. All right. So good news. Bryce Harper will DH. One of the true stars of any sport. Now, you know what? You talk about a big contract. You feel like every time you go to the ballpark, you're getting that guy's best effort every time. Yesterday was the last day of the transfer portal. Now, again, I want to remind everybody, if a player is a graduate, they can put their name into the transfer portal and go about their business of transferring anytime they want if they've already graduated. But for those who are underclassmen who are not, do not have their degree or are not about to get their degree, okay, they had to put their name in yesterday. You will see some names trickle out now and maybe some tomorrow, because in some cases it takes 48 hours to get out there. But how about Peyton Thorne, the quarterback at Michigan State, and Keon Coleman, their top wide receiver? They both put their names in the portal yesterday. Wow.
For nearly 100 years, Purdy Insurance has been your locally owned, family-operated source for insurance products. With a staff of over 20 and partnerships with some of the industry's most trusted companies, Purdy has the experience and resources to get the job done. Whether you need personal, home, and auto, or complex business insurance solutions, Purdy will help you navigate through the process. Call today at 570-286-5855, or better yet, stop in their Sunbury office to see what Purdy Insurance can do for you.